Okay, guys, try to help you out.
Afternoon, Greg. Anything new on Eric Reich, Greg, in terms of his availability?
No, just from the health standpoint. He was limited today. We'll see.
Any improvement in the Achilles?
I think, yeah. We're just going to have to wait and see how it comes.
Greg, you lose another Pro Bowl guard. You've said before, hard to replace, but somebody has to step up. Just your reaction to losing Carl, and what do you do?
Well, first, it's a tough loss. That's an understatement, right, when you have a guy of Carl's stature and the ability that he brings to the field each week. But, you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. That's the game. So we're going to work some different combinations this week, figure out what's best, and put the best five out there that we can put together and go run our offense. That's what we're going to do.
Is Jeremy Trueblood a possibility at left guard?
I think everybody's a possibility right now. We just got to find out what the best mix is.
This game, just as the offense seemed to be kind of getting some momentum, and you played very well in that regard the last 2-3 weeks. What do you think has been the key there to that improvement? Has it just been guys comfortable with the system more? Are they just starting to know each other better? Why do you think you've been so good in the last 3 weeks offensively?
I think all of the above. Guys are getting more comfortable. They're getting better, more cumulative reps. Understand things a little bit better as a staff. Everything. I don't think there's any one thing. I think it's a bunch. But you know, whatever is. That's the way life is. We're going to continue improving this offense, and we're going to continue getting better. We're just going to have to do it with different guys.
What has Josh been doing better the last 3 weeks overall than he was the first month?
Same as what I just said. I think understanding a little bit better, more cumulative reps, feeling more comfortable with everybody. Protection's a little bit better, all those things.
You guys were number one in the league in this last month in yards that you put up and points scored. Is there one thing that's really caught your eye that's impressed you about this run?
Well, just like I said, everybody's getting a little bit better, and it adds up. But, you know, that doesn't mean anything. It's looking forward. It gives them confidence. It should give them confidence that, hey, look, this is what we're capable of. But you're only as good as your next outing, and that's what we need to do. We need to go out and do a little bit better this week against Oakland, and that's what we have to try. And, you know, they present some issues now defensively with those two inside tackles. You know, they're as big and powerful as you're going to see in this league. Linebackers are playing at a high level. So we're gonna have to strap it up. It's going to be one of those physical games.
Greg, how does the loss of a player, the stature of Nick's, affect your offensive game plan going forward? Are there things that you can't do? Are you going to pass more necessarily, or do you think you just roll with the punches?
Well, I think you got to roll with the punches, you know, because you got 10 other guys that have been doing this offense, and we got to keep moving with it. And certainly there's things that maybe you game plan specifically for Carl. Well, then you just don't do that anymore, and you just stick to the other stuff. But the good thing is there's a large enough or vast enough menu of offensive football that there's other stuff to do that doesn't directly have to be just Carl-based, you know. And Sully and the offensive staff, they got a good plan. I'm confident in it. We just got to go out and execute.
You heard that tell several weeks ago. This wasn't something that he just did in this last game. Can you put in perspective what he went through to play and why now, if he was able to play Thursday, Sunday?
Well, that's a great question, Rick. I mean, you talk about a tough, dedicated guy. This guy played through a ton of pain, and it just got to the point where he couldn't play anymore. It got worse. And, there was some more tests done. And at this point, it's not safe. Before that, it was painful, but now it's not safe. We need to get it fixed, and he will. And, unfortunately, with he and Davin, we won't see him again until next year, but they're going to be better players for this, and we're going to be a better team for this. Right now, we got to fight our way through it, because as I started out, nobody cares. And we will. We'll fight our way through it.
Coach, you read that this type of injury sometimes can take up to 12 months to recover. Do you guys have any idea of the timetable where Nick's may be able to come back?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything that long, but you never know. You know, it's just every time you do something, you do, the doctors and trainers go to work on it, and we'll see. That's a little premature for me to say that. I didn't get that time. I hope your book's not right, you know.
What kind of a weapon has Eric Lorig been for you?
You know, he has been a weapon. He's played some really good football. He's still learning the position, without a doubt. But he's getting a better feel every week. There's a guy, when you ask about how you're getting better. Well, there's a guy who's improved each week. And, you know, when you add up that improvement and then you add up this improvement and that improvement, that's how you get better as a team.
Greg, are you guys exploring trade opportunities right now to try to improve your depth on the offensive line?
Well, I think we're always exploring opportunities, whether it's offensive line or any other position. You know, those roster spots are just incredibly valuable, and we're always trying to get the best 53 guys that we can to help us win. And so we're always looking. I wouldn't rule anything out.
The first trip out west for you, what's the biggest challenge you see in going from east to west? I know some teams have struggled, obviously, with that.
You know, again, I think it's a state of mind. You get yourself ready for it. You identify the challenge, and then you go attack it. And we have a plan. Certainly, we have a detailed plan of how we're going to do it. And as long as the guys and the coaches and everybody's locked in and understand the vision, you know, it's a longer plane ride. That's what it boils down to. And you take the plane ride, then you got to go play. Thanks, guys.